The most entertainment with an attitude. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
All right.
So much for playing that bumper.
Yeah, well, that did, none of that seems to
This is the common denominator of greatness, Austin Aries. And you're listening to In the Room with the Man, Brady Hicks.
We got new music in the studio here today. We're going to ignore the fact that the sound clips wouldn't play in the beginning of the show. What's up, guys? This is In the Room, live from the In the Room studios, proudly part of the VOC Nation Radio Network.
That's the best Backstreet Boys ever sounded.
That's not Bon Jovi.
Dude, that's Steel Panther doing
Backstreet. Yeah. Get the fuck with the program, Brady.
You're going to know Steel Panther is by the...
They were in The Hangover, right? Is that The Hangover they were in?
No. That was the Dan Band, I believe, was in that as well.
Oh, okay.
Wedding Crashers. But you'll know Steel Panther by the end of the night, Brady. It'll probably be the thing that gets your show thrown off the air.
All right. What's up, guys?
I'm great. I'm missing WrestleMania Rewind for this, so let's have a hell of a show.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. I'll tell you why, because we have an artiste on the line. Well, not on the line yet, but coming on very shortly. The artist known as Rob Schamberger, making his return to the show. Mr. Schamberger, actively involved with WWE and Access this year. I'm excited to talk about that. That'll be fun. And if you guys want to call in, toll free 855-VOC-RADIO, 855-862-7234. That's the toll free number, 914-338-1885. We got the Twitter going, at Brady Hicks, at Ray ITR. I think that's everyone on the show that has a Twitter, right, guys?
And you said this is Twitter, the Twitter? Because later on we're going to have The Critter by Steel Panther. That's going to be making a debut. Not to be confused with the Twitter. A little bit different.
And by the way, the Dan Band, they weren't the Wedding Crash, weren't they? They were in that movie.
Wedding Crash. I got confused because I was thinking Wedding because it was at Will Ferrell's wedding. In Old School.
The Dan Band was the one that did the Once Upon a Time. Yeah, that
it's
one.
It's not Once Upon a Time. Is it?
Yeah, it's Total Eclipse of the Heart. I was starting to sing it, then I decided not to.
Yeah. And they were in another
fucking
movie.
Look in your eyes.
Oh, Jesus. so that's where we're at. We set up a couple well, we didn't, but WWE set up a couple matches for WrestleMania last night.
Did any of you guys, while that was happening last night, start to get the feeling that we were going to see the Cena-Hogan tag match we've been hearing so much about?
Yes.
And they just didn't do it. I'm like, here it comes. And then
they just bailed from it. Just watching him walk to the ring, you can tell he's not
took it out
to do anything.
I took it out for you, huh?
Yeah. Derek, it's funny you say that because, I had that on, and my knees actually started to hurt as I watched him attempt to get to the ring. So we're gonna go ahead and nix the idea of Hogan getting in the ring at WrestleMania, right? We're officially done with that idea.
It was a choose your own adventure book kind of thing that they did last night. They said to Cena, "Look, it depends on how many times Hogan's knees crack before he gets to the ring. If it cracks more than five times, if you hear it from where you're standing, just go ahead and challenge him to a singles match. If you hear it crack less than five times, you can go ahead and say it's gonna be a tag match."
Do any of you guys watch Archer?
No, I don't. I want to.
No.
It's a hilarious show.
Yeah, it's
there's cool. A character on there, and he's paralyzed from the waist down, and they basically give him robot legs, and he's able to walk as if nothing was wrong. And I think that would work. The Hulk needs robot legs and a robot back.
Well, Cena meets Archer.
Well, doesn't he already have a robot back? Didn't they do that already?
They give him a robot back?
Twice, I think.
Well, that new movie RoboCop, the remake, that was actually about Hogan, right?
Robo-Hulk.
Well, you know what? I do want to talk about Bray Wyatt and John Cena.
Robo-Dick.
Bray Wyatt and John Cena, in my opinion, is going to stink. But we can talk about that later on. Maybe not even this week. I don't know if that is the direction that we're headed, because we don't want to delve too quickly into WrestleMania, but there is a match to be excited about, and that is the match between Triple H and Daniel Bryan. They said it last night, and I'll tell you what, guys, I hope no one's going to be disappointed when Triple H beats Daniel Bryan and he doesn't get into the title match.
I'm just so happy that I get to stay on the show, because Rat Boy was wrong, and Daniel Bryan's actually going to be at WrestleMania. You wait, is that part
of
the stipulation
that
he wins? Is he in the match? That's not what's happening, right?
Yes, that is what's happening.
I, for one,
will in no way be disappointed if Triple H beats Daniel Bryan, because I will enjoy seeing the reactions.
So wait,
that
will
be enough for me.
Did I miss that part where they said if he wins, he gets in the championship match?
The tail end of the protest, if you go back and watch it. Once Hunter accepted the match, Daniel Bryan said that's not all.
Oh, because they didn't say anything about that on the website. There was, like, all these announcements about them finally having a match. Didn't say anything if he's in, if he wins. I didn't read that, so I guess I just was missing it.
I didn't imagine that, did I, Derek?
No,
he
did
say
that.
It, right?
Your boy Yager just scored, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I know, 701.
I'm worried.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry,
Derek. The best part about that that whole thing to me was Triple H. Like, I don't know if he was a bully when he was a younger kid, but, like, he's awesome at making fun of people. Like, he's making fun of the fat guy saying he's about to pass out from saying no.
Yeah, I don't think he's got much left. He said.
He's calling them dirty hippies. Like, that stuff was hilarious.
I don't know. It's going to be fun. And I do want to talk about all that. But you know what? Our guest is on the line, guys, and I want to get him right on so that we can talk about his fine artwork. RobSchamberger.com. What's going on, Rob? How you doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, doing very well, man. Doing very well.
Great.
Excited to have you on. It seems like your name keeps coming up all over the place now, especially as we gear up for WrestleMania. I mean, this time last year, you're doing the convention circuit. Now you're doing arguably the biggest conventions of all, right?
I don't even know if that's arguable. I think we've hit the pinnacle here.
So talk a little bit about this artwork. I mean, what's new? What's on the? I mean, since we've last had you on, you've gone and you've painted all the champions in all of history, right?
Not all of them yet. Done, I think, about 105 so far out of 250, but we're getting closer.
What a slacker.
Not yet.
So, Rob, what else is going on? How did you come into contact with WWE? And, I mean, is this your first time to the big dance, as they say?
Yeah, this will be my first time being a part of the WrestleMania experience. We started talking about halfway through last year, and then towards the end of the year, started selling some of my original work through their auction site, auction.wwe.com. And the test balloon kind of thing that we did there went well. So now we're launching three new items every week. Wednesday morning, there's something new up there every week. And like the stuff that we're doing right now, I went ahead and matted all the paintings so they're frame ready. And the mats are signed by the superstars and divas that are in the paintings, which is pretty cool. And now, like, we're just able to announce last week that I'll be painting live at Access for all 4 days of that event, which is really exciting. And I'll have a bunch of original paintings there for sale as well, and hopefully some other things coming up in the next couple of weeks that will be pretty exciting. But yeah, it's neat. It's definitely neat.
So your actual experience at the Access event, you're going to be selling your paintings then. Are you going to pretty much have everything there?
I'll be bringing over 100 paintings with me. They'll be exhibited, and people are able to buy them right there at the event. And then, yeah, I'll be doing a original painting right there. It's actually right when you walk into the front doors for Access. I'll be set up right outside of the Superstore, which is, you know, again, really neat to be part of all that.
Now the big question on everybody's mind, Rob, you know, as we gear up for WrestleMania and Monday night, the WWE, at least, they put the option out there for the fans to get what they want finally, and that would be for Daniel Bryan to get that main event match, that WrestleMania match for the title. Tell me you're bringing a couple extra Daniel Bryan paintings along. I would have to assume so.
I'm sure we'll have a couple paintings of guys with beards, yeah.
Now, is it pretty much anybody with a beard could pass as DB or what?
Maybe, you know, it depends on the angle.
That would be if I did the paintings, that's for sure. So, Rob, I mean, are you actually a fan of the product, I assume, WWE Today, right? I mean, you're gearing up for WrestleMania.
Absolutely.
You're getting ready to head down to New Orleans. What has you most excited, aside from the opportunity to stand there and sell your artwork for all the fans there, what has you most excited about WrestleMania weekend?
Well, you know, besides the most exciting thing, I guess, which is, you know, painting there live, I'm excited to go to the Hall of Fame ceremony. This will be my first time going to one of those live, which is really neat. And also hopefully going to be involved in some of the other charitable things that they're going to be doing that week. Started looking more into that today, but hopefully we'll be able to do something there too to, you know, help the local community as well.
Now, when you go to the Hall of Fame, Rob, are you going to make everyone stand really, really still and paint them?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, guys, stand there for 2 hours before you give your speech.
Right. I mean, I'm looking at the you know what, I'm guessing that the Warrior is good. DJ, you'll agree with me, right? The Warrior's got to be good for 2 hours on a speech, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be sitting still, but he'll be up there for a long time, probably.
Yeah, he'll probably be animated. And, I mean, in the past, Jake the Snake, I know, would have sat down for 2 hours and not moved before you. I don't know. That's probably not going to happen now.
Oh, that's very classy.
Too soon? Sorry.
If his speech is anything like what he gave last year at the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion in Las Vegas, there will not be a dry eye in the place. That was super emotional. You know, he didn't hold back about any of the mistakes that he's made and, you know, luckily the mistakes that he didn't make. It was a lot of crying in the room that night, and if it's going to be anything like that, it'll be a really special thing.
Well, by the way, you said in the room, that's $10 to me. No, Rob, seriously.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you're actually like the third person to tell me that Jake the Snake at the Cauliflower Alley Club was phenomenal, like stole the show good. I'm excited for that.
It was a special moment.
I'm excited for that because I was a fan, and because when I had the Jake the Snake DVD, I couldn't understand a GD word he was saying. I kept rewinding it. I would turn it up real loud.
Need to put the closed captioning on, the subtitles. That's what I do. I can't.
Does that work?
Yeah. Well, it tells you what it's being said.
Yeah,
if you can read it, you can read it, works.
You can read.
Okay.
It.
It's not just like mumble, mumble, mumble.
No, it doesn't type the words mumble up there. It actually,
no,
you know, have
no
a translator.
Brady.
They even have subtitles for Rocky.
Mumble, mumble, mumble.
Right.
Well, that's a good idea, then. I'm going to do that in the future.
after you rewind your DVD, like you said.
Well, I have, like, that 15-second back button or whatever. That's
right.
What I usually use. So, Rob. RobSchamberger.com. What is, I mean, if I'm a collector, I'm not, but if I am, and I am a huge wrestling fan, obviously, even though you do stuff that isn't wrestling as well, what is your most in-demand item? What is the highest-priced item for sale on robschamberger.com?
I'm not sure. I think I might have something on there that's going for $1,000. A lot of times it depends on the size and how much work went into the piece and who the subject is as well. You know, like a more well-known guy, there'd be a little more demand for something like that.
What would be the cost if, say, I commissioned you to paint a picture of myself in this style?
Unfortunately, because of the workload I have, I'm not taking any commissions right now. But, it depends on the size. You know, obviously someone as handsome as yourself would be easy for me to paint.
Well, do you have a Bastion Booger one? You could just put some hair on top. And,
and I hope you have a lot of canvas. You're going to paint pretty.
See how they treat me.
You
wrong?
Know, like the last time you asked me, you wanted me to make you look like Big Dick Johnson. I made
that's not what he
that
asked.
One.
That's not what he asked. he just asked you to do that.
You got it half right, Rob.
Right. Look, yeah. if you draw me, make sure and depict me with a fully, all that on there. Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking at the gallery on robschamberger.com, and just to clarify for the people out there, it's robschamberger. Spelling's a little bit different than most people might spell it, but there's in the gallery there's a great Ultimate Warrior one right on the front page. It's pretty awesome, and it's the famous WrestleMania 6 pose type of depiction. So I assume a lot of them will be going if they're going to be in attendance with those photos. So with those drawings, so paintings. Sorry, it's awesome stuff.
Hey, Rob,
that Warrior one I think is in my top five.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It's really cool, actually. Like, I'm looking at it right now. It's I like it a lot. Have you had contact with any of the people in WWE? Have you prepared anything special that's not for sale on your website that you're going to be bringing with you to New Orleans?
Yes. I can't tell you what yet, but
oh, really?
It's really special, really cool stuff.
Well, tell us off air. That's the way to do it. You tell us off air. He's got that special billboard-sized WWE Network logo. They're having him unveil at WrestleMania. They're going all out. They're going balls deep on this network thing. So
you're getting
a 20-foot logo, people.
Some of these, like when you're tiny, you click on them and you can't quite see.
Yeah, you hear
but
that all the time.
But the level of detail, though, when you. You know, when you push that button and let it expand there. I was going to say, like, this Chris Jericho one I'm looking at right now looks almost like a photograph in a way, like a darkened ring or whatever, but it's amazing.
Yeah, if I didn't hate AJ Lee, I would really like this one here.
Yes, I saw that one.
Yeah. She's less annoying on paint canvas, I guess, than... She actually is in person, but it's still pretty cool.
She's a fun one to paint.
Rob, have you, in all seriousness, have you ever painted somebody who was just standing still as opposed to, like, going off of the picture?
Not with the wrestlers, but, I mean, you know, back in art school, that was an everyday experience.
Where did you go to school, Rob? Art school?
Well, actually, I didn't go to any, you know, formal training. I had a very good experience in high school. Like my senior year, I had all art classes, but otherwise self-taught from there. But I still go occasionally to figure drawing sessions just to stay fresh on things.
Cool.
Ray, you had a question for Rob, right?
Yeah, I did. Now, Rob, if I go to WrestleMania Access this year, and I want a picture of Zack Ryder wearing all of the titles he's won. Can I get a painting of that?
Unfortunately, I'm not painting live for people, like doing commissions there. I'll be doing something else. But That'd be fun. I did one of him the night that he won the U.S. championship. In a pretty special moment, and he's got the original of that hanging up in his house.
Do you do sculptures?
No. I
really like a Kelly Kelly. Do you know anyone who does that?
Yeah, but that's a blow-up sculpture, you idiot.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, and actually, if you could make it out of butter for him, that would just be great.
They'll lay down the same.
Butter and Jello sculpture. Could you work that out for me?
Jello might be good. That'd be fine.
Oh, Jesus.
Consumable.
Ooh,
oh, boy. So, RobSchamberger.com.
I got to get this Ahmed Johnson one. No, I don't.
That's SCH, as DJ said. And you have the Twitter as well, right, Rob? Is it at RobSchamberger?
I have the Twitter, yeah. At Rob Schamberger. On Facebook is facebook.com/RobSchamberger. On the Instagram as well, at Rob Schamberger.
So you're all over the place, man. And, you know, in just a couple of weeks, WrestleMania in New Orleans, WrestleMania weekend, you're going to be right in people's faces.
Right as soon as you walk in the door.
Right next to Jim Neidhart,
really,
right?
Really cool of them to put me there.
Right next to Jim Neidhart, right?
I don't know if I get to hang out with the Anvil this year like last year. There's a classic picture of he and I shirtless together. that was pretty fun. I don't know if that'll happen again this year, but I hope so.
Well, that again is RobSchamberger.com, SCHAMBERGER. RobSchamberger.com for all that artwork. If you're in New Orleans, definitely go check him out. He's a great guy and, a phenomenal artist.
There's no Shawn Michaels on your site right now? Are you all out?
No, there's no current ones available. I'll have at least one bigger piece available at Access that I still need to paint before then. Actually, there'll be a couple now that I think of it. But, yeah, no one's currently available for purchase.
Gotcha.
Now, I see you have a number of divas here. Do you paint any nudes?
Jesus Christ.
not of the wrestlers.
Just your Big Dick Johnson picture.
Okay. All
right. So now if I wanted a nude of, say, Brady, could we arrange that somehow?
He said he won't take that commission. Yeah.
After WrestleMania, I'll pay handsomely.
Oh, God. Thanks, Rob.
Feel free to embellish my personality, Rob. You know what? Best of luck with everything, Rob. You're always fun. You know, I hope you know that we're just kidding around and we're having fun. And, I appreciate the fine work that you do. And if I had any sort of money whatsoever to my name, I would certainly go out and buy a half dozen of your paintings at least.
Well, go start a Nigerian prince scam or something. Get enough money, you can buy a few pieces.
That's the dream, man. That's the dream. And get into sculpting.
the coolest thing that's come out of all this, though, like last year I was able to raise over $10,000 for various charities using my art, which I'm, you know, just the acceptance of the wrestling community of my work, and they're putting their hard-earned money towards what I do, and that I can then, you know, put that towards people that really need it as a special thing. Like also right now, the fundraiser that Mick Foley's doing for Reign, the winner of that, not only do they get like the WrestleMania Dream Package where they get to go to WrestleMania, all the WWE events, all the WrestleCon stuff, Jim Ross's show, but I've gotten in contact with Mick, and the winner will also, that's how you get a commission from me. The winner of that will get a commission of their favorite wrestler from me. And it'll be a nice big one, too, like almost 2-foot by 3-foot size, you know, and really nice big piece that they can display in their home. You know, but again, anything that I can do to help people in need is really what it's all about.
That's fantastic, Rob. I mean, for anybody who has never had the opportunity to go and check out Rob Schamberger's work, I recommend going and doing that right now. Just drop whatever you're doing go to robschamberger.com. Check it out. If you're down there for New Orleans, definitely go pay Rob a visit. I guarantee it's worth your while. And to boot, he's a great guy.
And there's also a section on WWE's actual page, on their auction page with his stuff. So
that's what he was saying, yeah. Absolutely. I should have mentioned that as well, because that's quite an accomplishment.
The official auction.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah, at auction.wwe.com, if you go to the original art section, it's actually my section. Like, they've got my handsome face up at the top and everything.
Yep, looking at it right now, and there's some signed photos on there and everything, signed paintings and everything on there. So head over there as well.
Well, best of luck, Rob, and thanks for calling in tonight, and have fun at WrestleMania, and give AJ a kiss for me, all right?
Will do. I'll say it's from you.
All right. Take care, Rob.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That was renowned wrestling artist Rob Schamberger. I love that guy. I love his paintings. I like I said, if I had any money to my name, I would have all of them, or at least six of them.
Brady, what about your fat VOC Nation contract? Now, the rest of us are just rolling in dough here.
So anyway.
Wow.
definitely, I'm going to go check that out. I don't know what else to say, right? I mean...
Lord almighty. You want to take our first break since we got
back? I think
it's
about time. Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that. Let's take the break. And if you guys want to call in, call 3-855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. 914-338-1885. We'll be back on the other side. No doubt we'll be talking the network and WrestleMania and Daniel Bryan and all kinds of fun.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Catch the Crabs on Crab Nation Live on VOC Nation. Call into the show at 855-862-7234. We say things we shouldn't about politics, news, religion, and inflatable Asian nurses.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
The Greg DeMarco Show, The Greg DeMarco Show, The Greg DeMarco Show, every Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, worldwide on VOCNation.com, Sunday for long.
Hola, hola, hola. This is Funtime Shelley. I am joined by the lovely Danielle.
Hello.
And what's your favorite time on Monday afternoon?
3 p.m. Eastern on VOCNation.com.
That's because you're going to save wrestling.
Be there or be square. Don't be a nerd.
Don't forget the hashtag.
Don't be tardy.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Ned Carrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Ned Carrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Ned Carrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Quality Printing Solution is an online printing service that works for your business and your budget. Quality Printing Solution is customer-focused and quality-conscious. At Quality Printing Solution, we provide high-quality printing services in an array of printing styles with the desire to be the best in the printing industry. Whether you are looking for brochures, business cards, catalogs, postcards, calendars, flyers, booklets, or even letterheads, call 888-760-8974 or visit QualityPrintingSolution.com. There's no S in solution. QualityPrintingSolution.com. Call today.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013 Specialist in Teenage Driver Training. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media. Take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Entertainment with an attitude. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
All right, guys, we're back. This is... I forgot about the music.
Yeah, why would you forget? We do it every time.
Let it play.
This is a good one, too. This is the Twitter.
The Twitter?
Oh, kind of like that.
Oh.
Like when I asked Rob if he had the Twitter?
You have the Twitter.
There you go.
That sounds like 80s montage music.
That's the whole point. It's supposed to be. They're a stage act. They say make fun of, like, the hair bands.
Okay.
It's actually, if you ever have a, seriously, like, if you ever have a chance to go see a Steel Panther concert, go.
Yeah. They're coming in tour. Their album's coming out April 1st, so their tour will be starting right around then. World tour.
So there you are, guys.
Speaking of 80s, cheesy movies, I've been trying to figure this movie out for, like, the past month. Does anybody remember the name of the movie where the guys have, like, the rollerblade race?
Yeah, you're talking about the roller derby, right?
No, it's like as what's the guy that plays Scott Evil in the Austin Powers movies? He's in it. And his cousin comes to town.
Seth Green is in it?
Yeah, and his cousin comes, is new to the school, and they're, like, racing rollerblades through the city, and they have a big race at the end. Nobody remembers that movie.
Is this going to bother you if I can't figure it out?
Sounds like Derek's Giant's Bag movie is what it sounds like.
I'll figure it out, and I'll probably blur it out in the middle of the show. I apologize.
I apologize for that.
Seth Green rollerblade movie? It's called Airborne.
Yeah. There you go. Great movie. I'm going to see if that's on DVD.
I'm sure it is. It probably went right to it, actually.
You probably find it on YouTube, if nothing else. So.
Yeah, it went right to it. So, guys, WrestleMania,
I'm having a hard time gauging.
I'm glad I'm only paying $10 this year.
I hope you get it for $10. I still have my doubts about that.
Oh, man, the thing's flying now. Stop. It's flying. It's in great shape.
Weren't you in there complaining about NXT last week?
No, I wasn't complaining. I was asking because they sent me an email, and that was 2 weeks ago. That was the first week of the problems. I sent an email. I sent a Facebook post that just said, what was the problems? Because they sent me an email that said, we apologize for the problems last night.
Oh.
What was the problem?
It kept freezing, especially towards the main event.
I think it went to black. They said it went to black a few times where it actually just lost the whole
game.
Yeah,
it did. I'm leaning towards ordering the pay-per-view because, you know, it's going to suck if I'm watching Mania and, it doesn't work. That's going to be, I might destroy my television.
I got news for you. It's going to suck worse if you pay $70 and you also works on your network. I would just hold off on that until you see it not work and then be like, all right, let me fix this real quick and order it up.
Yeah, because you get the replay after anyway, right?
Right, yeah. What are you going to miss? I would just jump on. I mean, you have the cable where you order on your remote, right? That's an instantaneous order. I would just hold off on that a little bit, Derek. Or you could just hand me $70 and I'll tell you what's happening.
Yeah, but maybe Mania is one of the few pay-per-views where, like, people I know care. Like, people want to come over and watch it. So even if I did order it, I wouldn't
charge them all $10, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't be coming out of my pocket.
Right, and then you put the change in your pocket to pay for the other 6 months.
I had an interesting thought the other day with the way they kind of, because for 6 weeks now, 7 or 8 weeks, they've been teasing that Daniel Bryan wants to be in the main event and not letting him have it. And then out of nowhere, this week, they just give it to him with a random 3 weeks to go, right?
But that's not what's happened, though. The last few weeks, he hasn't shown any interest in being in the main event. That's what this is surprising me, because he's shown like no will to be there. He just wanted Triple H.
Well, he kind of explained it last night, and the way he did, I think, made a little bit of sense, just saying that You know, his primary focus was to get Triple H out of the way, because that's the only way he's ever going to get a fair shot at the title.
Well,
I think go back and watch it, see what you think. But that's how I interpreted it. But my point was, I wonder if they didn't decide, hey, we got to let people know that Daniel Bryan has a chance to be in this main event after all, because we don't want the network flooding with buys 5 days before the pay-per-view.
I mean, we pretty much said it here on the show. I don't know if they got the idea from us or not. We said that's pretty much what they're going to have to do to make it worth watching for people, is give it the thought or possibility that he could get in at the event and not beforehand.
I mean, as much as people like heel Batista better than babyface Batista.
I hate them both.
I like heel Batista. I
don't like either of them.
Yeah, I like them under a tank.
Well, here's my point. Here's my point, though. Whichever you like, Batista Orton doesn't work either way. Whether it's heel or babyface heel, it doesn't work. Am I right, Kathy?
Yes. I can't.
There you go. Thank you, Rob. No, I'm only kidding.
No, yes, no questions, Brady.
That's what I do. That's my thing. You know what? We have callers that like to talk. We could get one of them on if you want.
Go ahead. Okay. Take a caller, Brady.
Rat Boy and Trent, what's going on, Rat Boy? How you doing?
Come on. Put it this way, okay? Daniel Bryan have all his fun, okay, at WrestleMania, but I tell you what.
Take it away from him. What?
What it is that Batista's going to win it all, and he's going to hold it to SummerSlam.
Rat Boy, I have a question.
Why do you not like
Daniel Bryan? I hope you're right, Rat Boy.
Why do you not like Daniel Bryan? Why don't you like Daniel Bryan? A couple weeks ago, you told us he wasn't even going to be on the show. Now he's in the main event, and he's not going to win. Why don't you like
him? He's not going to be on the show.
He's not even going to be at WrestleMania. He's not even going to be in WrestleMania.
He's not. He might still not. He might carry his tricep.
Because he's a B player. You know what a B player is?
Rat Boy,
I found out what a B player is.
He's a B plus player.
Who's an A player?
B player is.
Derek McDonald is a
player. That's for the business, and that's what Daniel Bryan is. Only that's for the business.
So who's an A player then?
Think about it.
Hulk Hogan's an A player.
Everybody's an A player, but the B means best for the business. But it is that he's bringing all the money.
What
are you
talking about?
That's why. And that's why they're
going to
keep Daniel Bryan away from that belt until SummerSlam.
Hey, Rat Boy. I'm not going to do anything to you this week. I just wanted to say that I think it's admirable that Rat Boy decided to pick up Jake the Snake's slack ever since Jake stopped drinking.
And, mumble.
I'll be honest. What he's saying. The concept behind what he's saying, the actual message buried underneath all that nonsense, isn't actually a bad message. Part of the enjoyment and what gets fans going is the hunt and the chase, you know what I mean? So making people wait until, like, SummerSlam, you got to have a reason to buy SummerSlam. You can't just give them everything now and then expect people to buy it for your shows.
I mean, are they really giving everybody everything now? I mean, people have been wanting the guy to win the title since last SummerSlam.
But how many, and he won it, and they took it away from him. So, like, how many times did they do this with The Rock, where you thought he was going to finally get the title when he was popular, and they just kept, like, dragging it on? And then when he finally got the belt, it was, like, not nearly as satisfying. You were kind of bored, like, oh, okay, he's champion now. What do we do now?
I had a thought. Thanks for calling in, Rat Boy. I had a thought about... If Daniel Bryan beats Triple H, and all kidding aside, I think he probably will. So now you're setting up.
I thought you said Triple H was going to win.
I was only kidding there. Because in all seriousness, you have to put Daniel Bryan in that main event because it's a terrible main event.
Yeah, you got to screw him in the main event.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. They could actually set it up where Batista and Orton are double-teaming Daniel Bryan. Triple H comes out. Now it's a triple team, you know? And then CM Punk's music hits. CM Punk's music hits, Derek. CM Punk comes out to make the save to help Daniel Bryan, only to turn on Daniel Bryan and let Randy Orton retain the title. How awesome of a WrestleMania main event
would that be? That would be good because you could set up Bryan Punk for, like, what's coming up next? The next big one after this, I guess.
Extreme Rules.
The next big one.
SummerSlam.
The next big one would be SummerSlam.
Yeah, I don't know if you could take it all the way to SummerSlam or not, but...
Well, Punk will be gone by the time SummerSlam is even here, because his contract is up in July. And I don't understand, why can't people just get it through their heads? He's not coming back. Let it
go.
Thank
you.
Thank
you, Derek. Yeah, he's not coming back. He's not going to be there. There is no scenario wherein CM Punk shows up. None.
And I know some people hate to believe this, but the product is better off with him at home pouting.
No, I don't believe that.
God, Brady.
Really? Because I do.
If you give him a ton of money, say McMahon just like opens his checkbook, like gives him a couple million just to show up at WrestleMania, you don't think that's something that could happen? I mean, they got the Ultimate Warrior to show up at WrestleMania 8 or whatever it was. Never thought that would happen.
I don't think it's about them. I think he's tired of not being John Cena. And as long as John Cena's there, he's not going to be John Cena. And Daniel Bryan has overtaken him in popularity, so if he came back, he'd be the third guy.
Well, if he's going to be John Cena, he'd be involved in a worthless shit match this year at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean...
John Cena, this is one of the best parts about this WrestleMania, is John Cena has no relevance to it whatsoever.
That's the thing, is like CM Punk, with all due respect to Bray Wyatt... CM Punk wasn't supposed to fight Bray Wyatt. He wasn't the one getting dicked over here. He was going to fight Triple H. That's a high-profile match. John Cena's fighting an undercard
good,
guy.
But he thought he was too good to fight Triple H. That's why he pouted and went home.
Well, I'll bet you what he really thought he was too good for was that Triple H was going to beat him. I'll bet you that's what it was.
All right, but if he's leaving in July and everybody claims he was going to leave anyway, why should he beat Triple H at the biggest show of the year if you're leaving in a couple months?
I agree. I thought that they should have done Punk and Brock Lesnar, too.
Or Punk and Bryan at WrestleMania.
Yes, or that.
That was the time to do that match. Because all the internet guys wanted that match to happen.
And here's the crazy thing in all of it. Like, if you think about this, Randy Orton for the last 3 years has been buried down a dark tunnel on SmackDown.
Oh,
he's been feuding guys with, like, Christian and Mark Henry and Sheamus. And barely seeing CM Punk is dropping pipe bombs on Raw, and Randy Orton is doing, pardon my language, Randy Orton's doing shit for 2 years.
To give you an idea, the opening match of WrestleMania last year was Orton. He opened the card last
year. And it was a six-man,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, the Big Show and Sheamus or whatever.
Let's be honest. I know everybody has this idea where CM Punk was having great promos every week on Raw. He wasn't. He was, from when he dropped the title to The Rock, to that boring program with The Undertaker, the guy has been stagnant. He's been so boring.
Wow.
Other than the Brock Lesnar feud, that stuff he did with Curtis Axel was exciting.
The stuff with Laurinaitis was good.
That was 2 years ago.
No, it wasn't. That was last Royal Rumble, because I was just watching. It was just on the network, Royal Rumble 12. And they...
All right, so what did he do? I know people think that if CM Punk doesn't return, the WWE is going to burn down to the ground. I know there's some people who think that.
But they're better with him.
Who thinks that?
Who could say that? Who did you replace CM Punk with? Who's come into WWE before CM Punk left?
Brady.
That makes it better.
They replaced him with Daniel Bryan. You see the reactions Daniel Bryan is getting? He's bigger. Daniel Bryan, and me and Rafe said this a million times on this podcast, Daniel Bryan is bigger than CM Punk at any time.
I get that.
That's great, but does that mean that both of them isn't a good thing to have?
Derek.
So wait a minute, guys.
Derek. I want to give you an analogy that works for me. If I order a large pepperoni pizza and french fries, and they only bring the large pepperoni pizza, is that pizza not good? Yes. Would the fries have been better? Because I wanted? Absolutely.
But, if, but, But if, unless you're a fatty and that pizza's not good enough for you, what are you going to do with something else on the pizza? Like,
guys.
Where is he putting Punk at? Where does he fit?
Go ahead, Rick.
Guys,
I don't know.
Here's the thing. You don't necessarily have... First off, the idea that you necessarily have to replace someone or something with something else by getting rid of it is absurd. And I'm going to give you another analogy to prove that point, because if you put out a fire, what do you replace it with, Brady?
Smoke.
Smoke.
You don't replace it with anything.
You replace it with water. What do you mean?
Oh,
shut up. Or a towel.
So here's the thing, is that
Kathy,
you're making me laugh. I am trying to make a serious point, and you are making me laugh, and that is
sorry.
Not funny.
That's it.
So sorry. You're forgiven.
You're the towel.
Oh, great.
Hey, no, you're a towel. Fuck you, towel.
That's the theme of Funky Town.
The Funky Towel is a different towel that a 13-year-old boy uses when he's alone. Listen, Derek and I have come on this show week after week now, ever since Punk left. And we've said week after week what the benefit is. And the benefit is that the rest of the roster, that kind of guys dicking around the mid-card who really had nothing else going on, they're getting time. You didn't have to replace it with anything. The CM Punk
who's getting time? I'm sorry.
I would say right now the biggest benefactors are the real Americans.
Yeah.
Oh, Cesaro. Yeah, but he's getting his time on NXT too. Like, if you're that big of a guy, should they really have you on NXT?
Yes. Yeah.
You should. Yeah. That should be where you go. NXT.
Fine. No, fine. Go there.
You would rather have CM Punk on TV than Cesaro and Swagger? I would.
But Brady, what would he be doing? Where are you going to put him? Who do you put? He's fought everybody. Who do you put the guy with?
I'll put him in the 30-man inaugural Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal for whatever the hell.
Woo! I have him break Randy Orton's arm and take his spot as the face of the company. That's what I do with him.
Because
Randy Orton should
have
been in that spot.
And they tried, and what happened?
And here's the thing.
They tried to have him break Randy Orton's arm?
No,
yes.
They tried to have him as the guy after the pipe bomb.
Well, he was.
Well, do I have
he
to watch...
You
know, here's a question. Do I have to watch Sheamus and Christian every week, or is there room for CM Punk somewhere in there?
If you want to feud with Sheamus, okay. That doesn't
I'm not saying feud with Sheamus. I'm just saying, do I need to see Christian and both of those guys every week wrestle each other? Or is there room on that program somewhere for a guy like Punk to work with somebody else?
You know, if you guys really want Punk there, you should probably have a program in mind for him. But you know, here's the thing: I think Derek and I are sort
I
of being painted as, and we're not saying this, is that we're not saying that CM Punk is untalented or bad or that there isn't value in him to a promotion. But what we're saying is that right now, for what he can bring and where the rest of your stuff is, the product is no worse off with him being gone.
If this was July and he was gone, I would agree with you to a certain extent. But this is your biggest show of the year. And this is arguably the biggest WrestleMania of all time. You're supposed to have your top stars there for WrestleMania, and whether you want to admit it or not, CM Punk has been a top star for WWE. Not the top star now.
He has been.
No.
Top
five.
He has
been.
Top three, I think.
I'm just saying he's without a doubt in the top five, and you would think your top five guys should be on your biggest show.
Just in January, there were people picking CM Punk to win the Royal Rumble, and now we don't need him on the show at all.
You don't need it. You don't need him. But it's not a smart
move. But it
move
makes to, it better.
It's not a smart move to not have him.
Like Ray said, you keep saying he makes it better, but you're not giving us examples of how he would make what they put on television
now
any better.
I already gave you one example. I would replace Randy Orton. I'd take Randy Orton and send him home. I'd have CM Punk. That's an upgrade right there to me.
Well, how is it?
I'll give you another upgrade, okay? I think that they could have done Brock Lesnar, CM Punk this year. They could have had Triple H fight either Bray Wyatt or Roman Reigns. I'm sorry, Undertaker fight either Bray Wyatt or Roman Reigns, and it would have been a much better card, I think.
But why can't – I don't necessarily agree with Undertaker going – I think Lesnar's more of a credible name for the Undertaker than either one of those guys
this year.
But as far as why can't you just have Punk involved with this storyline in the main event? Like, why is adding Punk and Bryan, like four guys, that big a deal? Doesn't it provide more intrigue? And the fact that you get Bryan and Punk in a program together? Like, because you know that ultimately Batista and Orton aren't going to put on a great match. So by involving all four of these guys, do you not make the match in the main event? I mean, do you remember the Fatal 4-Way main events at WrestleMania? They were.
I did one.
I'm saying
it was okay.
But I mean, it's not unheard of. Yeah, but
this would be better.
They were bad workers, Derek. I mean, it was the Big Show and I think who was the other. The other one
was Rock, Triple H, and Foley.
Right, and Big Show. Right?
Okay. Yeah. So if we put Punk, it's a four way. Who are you building up in the program? Because right now they're going to build up Daniel Bryan. They're building him up to mean something. If you put Punk in there with Bryan, who are you building up?
I'm sorry. I'll let you finish. I don't think that you need to put Punk in the title match. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying you could find somewhere else on the card. I'll use the analogy, the hockey analogy that I use from time to time. When a star player gets hurt and your team is doing well without him and you want to bring him back, he doesn't need to be inserted automatically into that top line spot. He just needs to be better than the worst guy on your roster. And you're not messing with chemistry. And I could find two dozen guys that are going to be on WrestleMania that Punk is better than, and it's an upgrade.
Okay, but Brady, part of the reason that Punk left is because he wants to be that top guy, and he wants to be the guy who's main eventing. So if you bring him back, you have to slot him in there. This isn't a question of semantics. If you really want to talk about this, fine. Fine, but then you have to concede that if you're going to bring him back, he has to go in your main event, period.
So I would have him break Randy Orton's arm and take the title. That's what I would do.
So you would undercut Daniel Bryan?
No, I would undercut
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. Punk would be the champion.
But the fans want Bryan to be the guy at Mania.
And Bryan can beat Punk at Mania. Punk, I have no doubt Punk has no problem losing to Bryan.
It's just
too late. It's too thrown together now. You could never pull it off where it wouldn't seem rushed, but that's what they should have done. That's what they should have done back in January. They should have had Punk beat Randy Orton, have the Undisputed title. You know, you could have teased Cena, done that match again. I know people aren't a big fan of that match, but for my money, I think Punk and Cena, they were all great matches, I thought. And then, you have Punk as the heel champion. Go ahead. I think
their way of thinking is whether the fans want it or not, WWE thinks the fans want Bryan to beat the guy who screwed him out of the title all those months. And you get the two culprits were Randy Orton and Triple H. He can beat Triple H, and he kills that, and then he can beat Randy Orton, and he's finally overcome the odds. That's what WWE's thinking is.
Sean's the other guy that was involved with all that nonsense, too. And there was still always that possibility of there being something there, and they just kind of, like, let that go.
I mean, Sean will be there in New Orleans. Maybe.
Is he going to be the ref?
Maybe you put him in as the ref in that match, and he does right this
time. I think that he has to be involved.
Well, he's Triple H's boyfriend, so he's going to be on the card somewhere. You know, he has to take care of Sean. Whether there's a place for Sean or not, he's going to be on that card somewhere.
You don't think it makes sense to have him the ref there?
I do. I think it makes total sense.
I'm saying the thing that made the most sense was to have Bryan fight Sean. And if that was never going to happen, I don't think they should have ever had Sean kick him.
I think that there's still things that they could do.
Are we in agreement that the tag title match is going to be held until WrestleMania?
I think he's legit hurt. So
I don't think so.
I guess they can do that.
I don't think he's legit hurt.
I thought they were going to have, because you have Goldust and Cody Rhodes, unless you're going to put them in the Battle Royal, I figured they could take some of these tag teams they have laying around and do kind of like a tag team turmoil thing like they did that one year. I thought they could do something like that, but I don't know.
Well, it seems to me they were just pushing off this rematch until WrestleMania. Like, stalled a little bit on it to make it actually worth something, maybe even as the pre-show match.
I'm going to get slaughtered here, but are the Usos big enough to be main card for WrestleMania?
That's what I'm saying. Well, even the tag title in general, is it make the real card? Or is it?
I think with the Outlaws it did. I'm not sure about with the Usos.
Well, the Outlaws
I can't
will
decide.
Be the match.
Well,
huh?
And you have to build new guys some way, Brady, so you can't keep if they want to build it around the Usos going forward, you have to put them on the main card or else nobody's going to care about them. And people seem to be getting into their matches and their interests and everything. They get pretty good reception, so I think they're
they do.
Well, yeah, they're definitely over, but the thing now, Derek, is like the pre-show match is pretty much like being on the main card now with the network. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to start watching at 7:30 or whatever time it starts. I think it starts at 7. So you're going to start at 6:30 watching it on the network, and the pre-match is going to be like part of the show. You know what I mean? The way the pre-shows are on the network. It's just going to go right into it. So it's not like you have to leave the computer and go watch it on TV. You're going to be in the same spot watching the whole thing. So you're just adding a half hour onto the show, essentially. So it's not like the old pre-match where half the people didn't see it. It seems like it's going to be, you know.
And I think they've, you know, they're in a position where they have to build young guys up. And the only way people are going to care about these guys is if you put them in positions to succeed. And I think the Usos are on their way. Bray Wyatt is on his way. Roman Reigns, guys like that. You have to sort of like what they tried to do with Fandango last year before they ruined it. And the same thing with Big E. You have to put these guys in places where they can succeed. And I think if you put the Usos on the main card with the Outlaws and you tell them to go out there and have a good match, I think that they're better off for it.
Well, yeah, and I think they're definitely going to go over again. And that's what's going to solidify them is, you know, having credibility. You know, like the fact that they're actually going to beat him in the rematch. That's why I think they're holding off.
It's just strange that they had them win the titles before WrestleMania.
Yeah, the fact they had them win it on Raw was kind of weird, but gives them, I guess, some more time to see what they got going as far as fan support and lets them work, you know, defend the titles a few times, establish a little momentum. But I think they're definitely
going to win. Last night on, and I hate saying this, what is it, Rugged Raw? Forgive me.
Right.
We talked about them doing AJ and Natalya at WrestleMania, but they just did the match tonight on main event.
Yeah, who won tonight?
So now, yeah, I don't even know what they're going to do with AJ at Mania now.
Did Natalya beat AJ? Do we know that?
AJ won.
I think it's going to be a triple threat.
Well, they need to have the match. Yeah, well, they got to have a women's match or a gimmick match or something in between the whatever in the title match. The Undertaker,
I don't know if they always, you know, what about like Maria Menounos? What's she up to lately?
She always finds her way up to the, you're right, she always finds her way to the main show.
Yeah, I'm thinking something like that. Or Snoop Dogg. Let's dig Snoop Dogg back up. I was watching that Playboy Bunny match. That was pretty good with Snoop as the MC.
So wait, have you started your challenge? Have you guys started the challenge?
I'm going out of order. Is that okay?
No, that's not the challenge. That's part of.
But I'm going to hit them all.
But
I'm going to hit them all.
Out of order. Has anybody else started?
I watched 6, 8, and 10 on Saturday.
Are you doing all even numbers?
I wanted to see 6, and I really don't care about 1 to 3. I'm going to save those for a day when I'm really inspired to watch it.
See, that's part of my problem. I'll be honest. I have not started. So I'm a little behind. I'm gonna have to double fist a couple nights. But like, I'm thinking the reason I can't get motivated is because those first two in particular are real hard to get through. Yeah, they're just. I'm not looking forward to starting
really?
At the beginning. Yeah, I just.
I like them.
But I'm not. That
I
the matches
like them.
Are bad. It's not that the matches are bad. It's just it's so vanilla, like plain. You know what I mean? Like no entertainment value to it.
Out.
No, like yeah, it's just like.
Until 6, actually through 6, because 6 was Guilty of This too. There is just, it's just nonstop. It's just a nonstop barrage of like one undercard match after another, after another, after another, and they all are just the same. It's just like, it's like they took a bunch of names and put them in a hat.
But that's
you know, heels in the hat.
Screw you people.
I mean,
I like the first five WrestleManias.
Oh, I was there for four and five. I was there for both those.
Listen, I like the second half of three. I loved four.
Yeah.
I loved five. I loved six. I loved seven. I loved eight. Parts of nine were good, and then they kind of lost me a little.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what was going on with that WrestleMania 10 nonsense.
I mean, they were...
Well, that's Shawn Razor, right, at least, in 10?
Yeah, I mean, it was that.
Shawn Razor, Brett Owen, yeah.
Well, I didn't like the Brett Owen, because I don't really like Brett. But I guess I was glad that Brett lost. And I like Luger, too. I was disappointed because I went into that and Luger was going to come out with the belt.
You know, if we're talking about those couple gappier WrestleManias where yeah, everybody agrees the quality went down, can I have a little confession on the air here?
What?
I actually like WrestleMania 11.
That was the one with
LT, Salt, right?
Evil and LT.
Yeah.
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 That's not bad. That wasn't that bad.
It was
I
good.
That one.
I mean,
it
was,
yeah.
You
I
know
feel
what?
Like
Diesel
gets
and Sean did really
time,
well.
But I sort of liked it.
I mean, I was okay with it.
Well, you brought up Lex. You brought up Lex too, right?
Yeah, like nine.
Yeah, nine was like, well, nine was annoying.
Nine
that was
bad.
That was Hogan,
I
right?
I like nine.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll tell you the best
it.
Part about WrestleMania 9. The best part about WrestleMania 9 is Gorilla Monsoon in full toga, standing there, doing his thing, reporting on things. That is the highlight of WrestleMania 9.
My favorite part of 9 is when Shawn comes out and Luna's behind him and Bobby Heenan goes, what is that? That's my favorite
right.
part.
My favorite part was actually when Doink beat Crush with the other Doink coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah, actually,
like
also the giant Gonzalez entrance is just delightful.
Gosh. Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry, did you just barf in your mouth a little?
I did. You mentioned Luger, and I didn't realize this until after we had him on, and I was pissed that I didn't realize it. Did you know he named the Click?
Yes.
I did not know that. I read that somewhere. Yeah.
Well, I heard it on the Triple H documentary, but that was after we had him on, and
yeah.
I'm like, damn it, I wanted to ask him about that, like you know, some of the stories with that he might have had, but. Anyway, just made me think of that. You ready to take another break, boys?
I think it's time, yes.
It is?
What happened to the other? Wasn't there another caller on the line, too, Brady? What happened to that?
The other caller dropped out. I don't know.
Was another caller? I don't remember.
There was two on there. Not just for a minute, but...
You sure?
I think so.
All right, well, let's...
Maybe it was Rob Schamberger called back in to listen a little more.
Take a break.
855-VOC-RADIO, 855-862-7234. If you want to get on the line, that's the toll-free number, 914-338-1885. Be back on the other side, guys. Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network. The Greg DeMarco Show, The Greg DeMarco Show, The Greg DeMarco Show. Every Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, worldwide on VOCNation.com. Sunday for all, to Greg DeMarco.
Catch the Crabs on Crab Nation Live, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on VOC Nation. Call into the show at 855-862-7234. We say things we shouldn't about politics, news, religion, and inflatable Asian nurses.
RF Video is the world's leading distributor of pro wrestling merchandise and DVDs. They have over 5,000 wrestling titles to choose from your favorite wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ECW, and every wrestling promotion in between. RF Video is famous for their shoot interview series where they sit down with your favorite wrestlers from around the world, including the biggest names, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, just to name a few. RF Video has many other unique DVDs to offer, like their in-ring series, face-off DVDs, best-of DVDs with your favorite wrestlers from every promotion around the world. Check out their sister video on demand website, rfvideonow.com, or you can purchase any of RF Video's DVDs by going to rfvideo.com. Head there today.
Hola, hola, hola. This is Funtime Shelley, joined by the lovely Danielle.
What's your favorite time on Monday afternoon?
3 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
That's because you're going to save wrestling.
Be there or be square. Don't be a nerd.
The voice of choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetraMediaStudios.com. That's Metra with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today. Quality Printing Solution is an online printing service that works for your business and your budget. Quality Printing Solution is customer-focused and quality-conscious. At Quality Printing Solution, we provide high-quality printing services in an array of printing styles with a desire to be the best in the printing industry. Whether you are looking for brochures, business cards, catalogs, postcards, calendars, flyers, booklets, or even letterheads, call 888-760-8974 or visit QualityPrintingSolution.com. There's no S in solution. QualityPrintingSolution.com. Call today.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The voice of choice, the lovely Amber O'Neill. Check out ArenaChicks.com. That's the best way to follow Arena Chicks.
If you want to know what me and the rest of Arena Chicks are doing, go to ArenaChicks.com because we're so busy, I don't even know. ArenaChicks.com.
Entertainment with an attitude. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Wait for it, wait for it. Yeah. I gotta get it out before the first line.
Welcome back. Oh. Welcome back in the room. Part of the VOC Nation Radio Network, VOCNation.com, VBradyHicks.com.
I'm changing the name.
Worldwide over the net carrier and cloud.
ITR Network, Radio Network.
The ITR Studios. We're live from there. Toll free 855-VOC Radio, 855-862-7234. If you want to call in. I'm really hoping you want to because I want to talk to you, dear listener. 914-338-1885. And, yeah, no, we have a...
We're in the home stretch.
We're in the home stretch. We have an hour.
Something like that.
I'm used to these
hours. Yeah,
I know,
an hour of the home...
You know?
Well, we don't have to go 2 hours, Brady. That's the thing.
That's true. We don't. There's no rule that says that we have to. I'm used to having...
We've been talking for an hour the last, like, month. Because we've been talking in interviews for an hour.
I'm not conditioned for this anymore.
Wow, you're out of shape. Imagine that.
We used to do... Remember when we used to do, like... I'm going to ignore that. Because I'm trying to get in shape. We used to do, like... Pairs of shape as well. 2 hours and 42 minutes, I think, was, like, our longest show ever. And I thought, wow.
Yeah, but there was a lot of liquid and water involved with those shows.
There was, yes. Yeah, and a lot of filler as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when we did bits. So, you know, that was when Don West used to make appearances. And
we used to have Tony Danza pop in once in a while.
Triple H and Vince McMahon would make appearances. Kevin Nash at the Fry-O-Later in the Burger King making fries.
My favorite guest had to have been Tony Danza, though. And also Jason. Mona.
Yeah. I remember Tony Danza reprimanding Jonathan for petting Cujo. I remember
Don't
that.
Pet the dog, Jonathan.
Stay away from the dog, Jonathan. Pet the fucking dog, Jonathan.
Oh, man. It was so good that actually Akbaz
still
does that bit to this day.
Yeah, his is terrible.
He'd be like, this is my Tony Danza. Hey, Mona.
Angel,
hey.
And then he throws some sort of, like, you know, politically incorrect slur about Jonathan out there, and then the whole bit was over.
Jonathan's a fairy.
Yeah. You didn't have to repeat it, but yeah.
Right. Well, that isn't what he
good
said.
Job,
right.
Yeah. So that's where we were, but that's not where we are now. We're much better people now.
We'll get there.
No, we're not.
I just got to get a little more comfort level.
Yeah, we're much better people on air.
Right.
We're different people now.
I need to get the comfort level and that humor in me without any type of water. See, there's a fine balance that needs to be worked out. So then we'll get there. But we were talking tag titles. We were talking WrestleMania. And I think you guys did that new show, you know, Chafed Up or whatever it's called last night.
Rubbed Raw.
Oh, okay.
DLC Nation Rubbed Raw, baby.
Something like that.
Put some Vaseline on it, Jonathan.
Raw.
Hey, you're going to want some salve there, Jonathan. Put that on. Some cream for that, Jonathan.
So, you know, we were talking tag team. We were talking to women. I think you're going to see a women's triple threat match. That's what I suspect. I just read something today. Derek, I know you read the newsletters and stuff. Are they punishing AJ Lee? Is that true? That's pathetic if they are.
For what?
If they are, then she's getting those kind of easy. I mean, I thought when Punk left, I could have sworn she was going to lose the title. But she keeps winning matches, so I don't understand how she's being punished, unless she's going to lose at Mania.
I'll tell you how she's not going to be punished, because the Divas division stinks, and she's nobody on that roster that can actually wrestle except Natalya, and so there's no reason that anybody can actually take the title off of her except Natalya.
Well,
you know what? I would enjoy seeing Oksana win and being the first stripper diva to win the title.
That's not even true.
The stripper's title, we'll call it.
Right.
Change the name of it. What were you saying, Derek?
Woo!
Derek, what were you saying?
Derek, are you there? Derek,
well,
can you hear me?
Okay, well.
Are you on the phone?
Well,
there are a couple
really
undercard matches that I think can make this pay-per-view a little bit better. I don't know. I mean, to look at it, you're right. You got AJ Lee, and Natalya is by far the best, also the most manly, but the best of the Divas. Derek's back.
Hey, where
that
were you, Derek?
Hey!
All I have to do is make fun of Natalya, and he comes back.
Well, Derek, I was saying, I tried to get you to answer me, but you weren't there. What the hell happened? And I mean, I guess it hasn't been like an overnight thing. It's been gradual, but what the hell happened to the women's Divas division in this company? Like, they're terrible.
I mean,
terrible.
I mean, it's better. I think
it's,
you know, there was a time when Kelly was their champion. I don't know.
This
is
better.
Eric Bryan.
This is worse.
But AJ Lee is not.
No,
you know,
no.
She sucks, dude.
I mean,
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say those girls who aren't great. Like, you're not gonna have a Beth Phoenix or Mickie James. You know, girls like that who can actually wrestle other than Natalya. But Kimber from AC, she's pretty good. What's the Naomi? She's not great, but she's a lot better than she was before. Alicia Fox is
pretty
good, but she Paige is great. There's another girl down there named.
Great?
It seems like all the good female wrestlers are in NXT.
The problem is that, like, you mentioned Beth Phoenix, but even when Beth Phoenix was around, the overall Divas roster still wasn't good. Now, I like the fact that they're, you know, inducting Lita in the Hall of Fame, so they're actually, you know, showing highlights of when she was in the company. It makes me remember and go back, and with the network, to some of the stuff they're showing, how ridiculously good the women's division was when Lita and Trish and Mickie James and Chyna and they got rid of all the wrestlers and made them all fitness models that you can learn on the job. It's fucking frustrating.
Go ahead, Derek. Then I got something.
No, me and Brady, we've agreed on this before. I kind of think Trish was more of a product of the women she was wrestling, because you had Victoria, you had Molly Holly.
Oh, Victoria was the other one.
Jazz and Jacqueline, Mickie James. Like, she was more of a product. They put good pieces around her, and these girls nowadays, if they're not fighting Natalya, they're not learning anything. And that's the bad part.
I could piggyback on this.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's two things here. First off, yeah, Trish was definitely a product of the pieces around her. Yeah,
she's still got more moves than any of the chicks they got there now.
Well, I'm about to address that. Because as much as I think that Trish was made by Mickie and Victoria and Jazz and those women made Trish, and that's fine. But here's the thing, and this is why I would tell you that the Divas division is at the heart of why it's struggling right now. Yeah, it's shitty. Oh, it is shitty. It is swirling. The Divas division is actually currently swirling down the bowl of WWE. It's gaining speed. But the reason I would say that they're really struggling is that you have all these girls, and there's nobody you can put around them other than Natalya, who could really make them. But the other thing is, I think even if you did put people around them, let's say you went out tomorrow. Let's say you go out tomorrow and you sign Katie Lee and you sign Mickie James and you sign Lita back to come as a temporary thing, and you go out and you pick two women off the indie scene who are really good. There's a boatload of them, and you sign those five and you put them around anybody else on that roster right now. You're still fucked.
You don't need to put them. Well, that's not true, because you have AJ. You have Natalya. I think Naomi Knight's going to be good.
I don't think AJ's good.
No,
personally,
I think.
I don't think AJ's all that damn good.
You guys say Trish wasn't that good. AJ, I got news for you. If you put AJ in the ring with those girls that you said made Trish look good, AJ would still not look good.
I agree that AJ isn't top notch, but you know what? She doesn't need to be top notch. She's good. She's serviceable.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The Bellas aren't fantastic.
They're terrible.
They're not terrible.
They're awful.
Brie Bella's really good, and
dude,
Nikki Bella is getting better.
Dude, you've really lowered your expectations of what the women's division was. You're accepting mediocrity at this point. Yes, they're not like as bad as they used to be, and that's what you're comparing it to.
Here's the problem. WWE, at some point, and we covered this on the show many years ago when this happened, at some point, they decided, we're going to go with models instead of wrestlers, and that's when they let Victoria go. That's when they let which one was the crazy one? Melina. They let Melina go. They let Victoria go. Then they didn't anticipate that others would leave as well, like Beth Phoenix and Gail Kim.
They brought Karma in for that little while, and then
they
all that stuff.
They brought Karma in. I'll give you, Karma's better than anybody that they've got right now.
Karma was in the Rumble that was on today. Last.
And I hated Karma. I hated her.
But she would at least be entertaining.
Well, I mean, even if she isn't entertaining, she has that air of being tough. But the pieces, even if they just wanted to go out and just reach out to a couple of those from the past, the pieces are there. Like, I think they could get Eve Torres back. I know a lot of people say not. She was good as well.
She was fun to watch.
They've lost. Yeah, she was. They've lost a lot.
That's my point.
But here's my thing is, like, you could build a division and have AJ and the Bellas be part of it.
I'm not saying they couldn't be, but they can't be the only ones that you put out there every week. And that's what it is.
That's why my idea for a match for WrestleMania was, you got Mickie James helping out in developmental. Throw her in there with AJ.
I think they throwed him out there because Daniel Bryan, the one he's going to marry, she's getting better. Like, gradually she's getting better. But, I mean, other than AJ and Natalya, one of the Bellas, if you put any other ones in the ring, you know, you get an incident where Oksana just need to put Naomi in the eye for no reason. I think if they took them off television, if they took most of the girls off television for like a year, year and a half, sent them down to NXT to train, I think the product, their female product would be better. But the
but
problem
they're
is they're
down
having
to
learn. Yeah, but
I mean, they're going
and
down
and
every
they're throwing
week.
Them on, and they're throwing them on live television. And that's
I agree, but how often do they really wrestle, though? I mean, for the most part, the actual wrestlers, you've got Naomi, you've got Natalya, you've got the Bellas, and you've got AJ, and Tamina. Tamina's not bad either.
Tamina's the best, one of the best ones on the roster, and she doesn't get wrestled. She doesn't wrestle that often.
That's because she's
and
the second
she was bad at first.
Yeah, but she's—you could tell she's actually athletic and can do things. When you, I mean, you're talking about Brie Bella getting better. Yeah, she's getting better, but I can't really respect or like consider anybody that looks like they're going to snap in half when they pick somebody up as like a formidable wrestler. She
doesn't look like she's going to get snapped in half.
No, she doesn't, but she can't wrestle. Brie actually like is the one that has better skills, but she doesn't look like she can actually go in the ring without like. Snapping in half, and Brie goes, and Nikki goes out there and just can't. She doesn't have the coordination that that Brie has. So, like, if you could put them into one person, yeah, it'd be great. But it's man, they really are just missing. And I guess they just don't give a shit. So that's why it's
they
want people to like look at them and want think they're hot and want to watch them because they're hot, not because they can wrestle.
I'll tell you what I mean to look at AJ Lee. If I were her, I'd be very disappointed because they spent the better part of 2 years building up the AJ Lee character, making her not just the focus of the women's division, but the focus of Raw and SmackDown at the same time.
She let off every friggin' week.
All over it. And now...
Yeah, I mean, they sacrificed Dolph Ziggler to build her up.
Yeah.
If you really look at what they did, they said, Dolph, you just take your happy little ass up to that altar, and we're going to sacrifice you to build up the AJ Lee character.
Which means nothing.
Yes.
Now.
It should have meant something.
Matter of fact,
she was not good enough
McCool,
for
she's another one. When Michelle McCool left, she had just started getting good, and they put her in the ring with Mickey James, and then she retires. And Layla, I don't know if Layla quit, if she's hurt. But Layla was another one who was pretty decent.
I think Layla was, like you said, was above average. But I don't think Michelle McCool was ever that good. She was another one that, like, I saw her get in the ring just really tall and, like, and very thin. And to me, I'm just like, yeah, okay, again, somebody that they're going to want you to look at, but not somebody I could respect as doing, like, any kind of wrestling move that I think would be fun to watch. She just looks like she would just, like, not be a wrestler. You know what I mean?
To be fair, though, how many women... I mean, aside from Lita and Chyna, and I guess Trish, I don't even... How many of these women actually have the look of
that
a professional? None of them look like Moolah.
No, I'm not saying Moolah, but that whole group you named that were good, they all fit that character. Like, Victoria,
I mean,
Mick James,
Lita,
but I don't
Trish.
Think Lita looks that much different than Nikki Bella.
Lita's just wore baggy pants and got her boots
but
done.
Nikki Bella... Nikki Bella, not Brie Bella, though. I said Nikki Bella has a look, but she just can't wrestle. It's Brie Bella is the one that can somewhat wrestle but doesn't have a look, to me, of a wrestler.
I mean, as long as... until
like when Stacey Keibler tried to wrestle. She was the same way.
I mean,
like,
until that time, when a woman... Until that time when a woman comes in, can
great.
Get over, and is a great wrestler, until that time comes, the women are just going to be relegated to...
How come the crappy company can do it? And the good company
can't. Because
you know
what? The crappy company decided they care about it.
Because they try.
Yeah, and TNA hire pretty women who can wrestle, which
right.
I think WWE could order something from.
They also hire
WWE cast offs.
They rehire the guys, the ones that WWE should have kept.
Right. They took the WCW formula, and it works for them, you know?
Unfortunately.
The whole hire right. people that worked in the past.
And unfortunately... For them, for TNA, women's wrestling isn't what really sells your product and makes you, you know, win the ratings war. So,
and I'll be honest with you, their women's division's taken a big hit in the last 2 years as well.
Yeah.
Like they're, it's nowhere near where it was.
I mean, like maybe like a year ago, a year and a half ago when they were kind of competing, going live and all that kind of stuff against WWE, around that time.
But, yeah, because now, I mean, they lost Mickey, they lost Victoria. They don't have Angelina Love. They haven't had Kong for a couple years. they have Gail Kim. And Madison Rain. I mean, and depending on who you ask, Madison Rain is good or she sucks, depending on who you ask.
And the crazy part is, before she got pregnant or quit or whatever, Tiffany was getting pretty good. Remember the former Tiffany? She was trying to get him put on a great ladder match. And when she was in WWE, she couldn't, you know, they put her around nothing. She couldn't do anything.
But that's bizarre, too. Like, Gail Kim had the opposite problem. She couldn't do anything in WWE. But she's a star in TNA. Can't do anything in WWE.
Well, that's because WWE won't give her the time of day for whatever reason.
They tried to push her two different times when she came.
I think what hurt Gail Kim is that there was always a pretty woman that they were trying to get over more than her. For example, during that second run, Gail Kim couldn't get past Maryse. Gail Kim was a heel. Maryse was that top-tier heel. Do you remember the Battle Royal where Gail Kim eliminated herself?
Yeah, right before she quit, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, they said go out there, get knocked out in the first 20 seconds, and she went out there, everybody was tied up, so she just left.
So that was legit, huh?
Yeah, well, that's what I read, and I don't know.
Yeah, that was what I read, too. That was a legit thing. And you know what? I applaud her. You do that.
She said,
me too.
You do fuck that. This, I'm leaving.
Which is they
awesome.
Don't respect you
that
enough.
Seems like the kind
I mean,
of... Yeah, that's a sign of the kind of person I'd actually want to hang out with.
Well, I'm sorry. I just had to bring up that topic, and I thought it was enough to actually – it deserved enough attention to me.
Yeah, it does. I mean
– No, it did.
It deserved half an hour, apparently.
I think it's a hurting area. Anytime they put those matches on there and they fire – and they're doing a lot of it now on all their shows. As soon as it comes on, it's like, oh, geez.
If I can offer just a closing perspective on this, though, they don't care about the in-ring action for the women so much with the Total Divas show, which, by the way, comes back this Sunday.
I like that show.
Yeah.
I do too. So they don't need to focus on the matches right now because they're focusing on the personalities.
And
they got
you know, you always hear people say, you know, when Lita and Trish was there, that's probably the best era they had. But growing up in the mid-90s, I enjoyed, you know, Alondra Blaze versus Bull Nakano, or when they brought in Deja Kong and she broke Alondra Blaze's nose. As long as you can put women in there who are confident and can't, you know, won't kill each other, you know, it'll be entertaining, no matter what they look like.
Were you a big Bertha Faye fan?
Oh, no, I couldn't get into that. I couldn't get into Bertha Faye.
Bad choice of words.
Right? Oh, well, it's the truth. But I can find my way into it.
You need a lot of flour, I'm guessing.
Oh, man. So I think what we should do right now is we should take that final break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll wrap up some of this WrestleMania discussion, and we'll get the lights out, and we can get out of here.
Yeah, and I got another popular song that DJ can't fucking stand coming up after the break.
Oh, I can't wait.
I have a thing that's bothering me. So yeah, we
that's
can do that
shocking.
Too.
All right, Hicks, don't cut it too early.
855. You're playing it right.
Right.
855 VOC Radio. 855-862-7234. 914-338-1885. Be back on the other side, guys.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Catch the Crabs on Crab Nation Live on VOC Nation. Call into the show at 855-862-7234. We say things we shouldn't about politics, news, religion, and inflatable Asian nurses.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
The Greg DeMarco Show, The Greg DeMarco Show, The Greg DeMarco Show, every Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, worldwide on VOTNation.com. Sunday belong to Greg DeMarco.
Hola, hola, hola. This is Funtime Shelley. I am joined by the lovely Danielle.
Hello.
And what's your favorite time on Monday afternoon?
3 p.m. Eastern on VOCNation.com.
That's because you're going to save wrestling.
Be there or be square. Don't be a nerd.
Don't forget the hashtag.
Don't be tardy.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Ned Carrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Ned Carrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Ned Carrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Quality Printing Solution is an online printing service that works for your business and your budget. Quality Printing Solution is customer-focused and quality-conscious. At Quality Printing Solution, we provide high-quality printing services in an array of printing styles with the desire to be the best in the printing industry. Whether you are looking for brochures, business cards, catalogs, postcards, calendars, flyers, booklets, or even letterheads, call 888-760-8974 or visit QualityPrintingSolution.com. There's no S in solution. QualityPrintingSolution.com. Call today.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013 Specialist in Teenage Driver Training. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media. Take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Entertainment with an attitude. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
All right, guys.
Turn out the lights.
Welcome back. Welcome back to In the Room. VOCNation.com, VBradyHicks.com. One last time, I'm going to give the number out. This is your last chance to call in. 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. Toll free. 914-338-1885. We're heading into lights out, guys.
I want to tell everybody about a popular song that DJ can't fucking stand. I hate it, as a matter of fact. As you all remember, last
Go.
Week was Parallels. Whatever the hell it's called. What the hell was the name of the band? I don't know. It's irrelevant. But
Passenger.
Passenger. Yeah, that's what it is. Let me tell you about this week's song, people.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain.
Shut up. So, if I hear this song one more fucking time in the next 3 minutes.
I'll be gone. Sorry.
Dude, are you serious with this shit?
this is that boy band.
Dog shit.
One Direction.
Yeah, One Direction. Up your ass.
That's
Harry
Styles right here.
Yeah, well, you may recognize this, listeners, from such times on your radio as every time you turn on the radio, or anytime you get in the car.
The story of my life. I don't even know the words. It's just catchy.
Yeah. You know what else is catchy?
Man, right?
You know what else is catchy? Ace is catchy. But I don't want any part of that.
Stop it. Stop it. That was terribly insensitive. you're offending our STD-inflicted listeners.
Not all of them.
Just a segment of them.
I didn't say anything about the clap or gonorrhea or anything like that. Or even genital warts. I didn't mention that.
The ones that got the Twitter, none of them.
Not the shitter. No, it's the shitter. It's taking it in the shitter. Yeah, that's what that is. But no, I can't do it, man. That song, you're right, Brady. Some of this stuff isn't that bad of actual songs, but it's the fucking repetition.
The repetition, yeah.
Oh, my God. Just let something be and
it's
try
like a teeny,
something else.
It's like a teenage girl's in that control room, you know? They just got to get it in, like, every, like, 20 seconds.
Or you, apparently, the way you were singing along.
I love that
idiot
song.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I happen to believe that when a song is a hit, I guess it's not the case now because everything's electronic, but back in the day, like, you know, I'd be listening, and you'd hear some random song on the radio, and then you'd hear it on the next shift, and you think that that DJ probably just left that CD right there, and the next guy came in and thought, hey, I don't want to play that. I can't explain it now except to say that there aren't that many decent new songs out there.
Well,
so these pop stations are going to play that stuff.
Well, here you go, Ray. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to play my song on the radio. Here we go. I'm going to sing.
You make me enjoy this song, I got to admit.
Oh, my God.
God, fuck you, honestly. Okay. Hi, gang.
Ray said, God, fuck you. He said to the song,
stop.
God, fuck you. God, fuck you, song.
Jesus
I hate
Christ.
You.
Okay. I do.
If you're
it's
Bret
so
Hart,
fucking terrible.
Show now. Go ahead.
Okay, so here we go.
I'm just saying.
Hi, gang.
Hi.
No one's going to say hi.
Hey,
back.
Ray.
I'll try it again. Hi, guys.
I was basically...
Hey, Ray, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, Derek, what's going on? So I don't know if
not
you guys... who watches the news here besides me?
Not me. I hate it.
Just at all? No, you hate the news? I fucking hate the news, too. Bunch of Debbie Downers. Anyway. A whole bunch of congressmen, they sat up all night. They sat up all night the other night. They sat up to raise awareness about climate change. Now, I'm not going to turn this into a political thing where I talk about how fucking stupid I think you are if you believe in man-made global warming. That's another fucking topic for another fucking day. Here's the thing, assholes. The theory is that we use all this electricity, and we need to reduce the amount of electricity that we use. That's what this whole thing is about. The whole message here is we need to reduce the amount of electricity that we use so that we stop apparently heating the earth with our lamps or whatever the fuck it is we're heating it with.
That just
asshole.
Means you have to use more refrigerators.
If
and
you
freezers.
Stayed up all night, what do they do? Sit in the fucking dark?
Oh my God!
No, because you know when I think going green, I think of a bunch of assholes sitting in rooms with all the lights on all night. How the fuck? Turn this fucking song off. I'm not fucking done yet.
You know, right.
I mean, all these old bastards just sitting in a room. Oh, we're going to raise awareness for climate change. And how we're going to do it, we're going to leave all the lights on.
Are you?
I thought we were supposed to turn them off. Oh, Jesus. This is what it sounds like. You want to clear up all these problems in Ukraine and Crimea in like 2 seconds? You take everyone involved with our government on any level, and you ship their happy asses over there, and they'll have that place completely fucked up, but with absolutely no war problems in 2 weeks. In two weeks. That'll be done.
Right.
Right. They'll organize it in 2 weeks. Yes, Brady.
Right. Are you a Dennis Leary fan?
No.
Because the stuff that you're the way you're just going off, like, I could just picture it in the middle of, like, I'm an asshole.
No, I'm
like,
not.
It's just
because
like, I could take
jokes from Bill Burr.
All these sound
fuck
bites.
Him.
He goes, God, fuck that guy, too.
He hates him, too.
God, I hate Dennis Leary. God, fuck
like
Dennis
him.
Leary.
It's very reminiscent.
I like how Ray starts every sentence with God, too. He just goes, God, comma, fuck this.
Oh,
well, I'm asking him to.
It's funny. Ray's actually, you can tell, Ray's actually very religious in a way because he either says God or Jesus Christ to start every sentence. He goes, God, comma, Jesus Christ, comma, and then he curses. Fuck this.
Jesus titty fucking Christ.
I'm so glad that the fine tradition of imbibing water before you start lives on.
Well,
you know, it's just a new generation.
Yeah, well,
it's a new day.
Anybody have any other?
I was just thinking that when you said a new generation.
Yeah, it's a new generation. Wait, who was that? Was that Cody? No, that was Legacy.
Yeah, that was Cody and Ted DiBiase.
Legacy. All right, well, I don't really have a rant this week, I don't think. I don't think I do. I thought there was something that annoyed me, but I can't really think of it right now, so I'm not that angry. I'm not nearly as angry as Ray is. So.
No, nobody's ever as mad as Ray is, apparently.
Until somebody rips me off with a shed deal or something, you're not going to really see me riled up too much.
What's the Flyers score, Kathy?
Flyers lost 2-1.
So Yager got the game winner is what you're saying.
Yeah, Yager got the game winner. And the Flyers actually scored the tying goal with like 20 seconds left, and he disallowed it. So, oh well, too bad, so sad.
Very good.
All right, calm down.
Anyone has something they want to talk about? Anyone want to do a gripe segment?
I have nothing.
You know what? You ever hear the song Happy? You know, I'm happy. That song is slowly starting to get on my nerves. That song gets on your nerves. It's not there yet, but it's getting there.
Well, maybe that'll be in one of my weekly things here. Is they're all going to get there. There's no doubt about it.
Eventually, there's going to be no songs left.
Yeah. I mean, and I won't put – I should just because I'm tired of hearing the songs, but as out of principle, I will not put Katy Perry in any of these lists just because
– How could you?
I won't. I refuse.
That's amazing.
I don't even care.
I'm amazed that 2 weeks in you haven't done a Taylor Swift song yet. That's what I'm amazed at.
Dude. Oh.
The Ghost of a Broom Handle.
Oh, he'll get to Taylor Kennedy soon enough.
Yeah, her
Taylor Kennedy.
None of her stuff's on right now, so I'm all right with that. Until somebody else.
Sorry.
Yeah, until somebody else gets screwed over by her and she wants to bitch about it in the song. So, I'm not gonna do anything.
You know,
about
I
that,
could. Right? I don't know if you guys think about this. Like, I could never date her.
Never,
like,
ever, ever.
Like, yeah, well, because like she would break up, like we break up, and then she would write a song about how evil social workers are.
Yeah, well, I could never date her just because she repulses me. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I could date her, and I'd like to be the subject of a song.
Well, you would be, even if it's her crazy ass that's causing the problems.
Yeah, exactly. She's never the one with the problem. It's everybody else.
No. Casper's perfect.
The real standard.
But apparently everybody else is the problem.
I love when you started calling her. You started calling her, DJ. You started calling her the ghost of a broom handle.
She is. She's the broom handle ghost.
And that's what stuck in my head.
If my broom died and came back as a, you know, supernatural being, it would be Taylor Swift because she's... A broom handles ghost.
Goodness gracious.
I know.
Anyway.
I know.
Anybody have anything else for Lights Out, or are we moving on?
I'm good. I'm happy. I'm in a good place.
What about you, Kathy? Do you have anything?
No, I've just been thoroughly enjoying listening to you guys all night.
You see what you're missing when you have to leave early?
I got something.
There we go.
What, Derek has something.
Wait, hold on, Kathy, what's that? What did you say, Kathy? All right, never mind.
Yeah, you did say something. What did you say?
I thought you did. No big deal. What do you got, Derek?
Oh, real quick, I'm not going to have enough, you know, anger built up like we're here at DJ. But anybody see those KFC commercials, like the chicken pot pie commercial? Or the one when the girl says, did you know KFC did lunch? It's like, come on, seriously, these commercials are terrible. They're almost as bad as the Wendy's ciabatta commercial.
Well, Derek, I have a question for you.
Jesus Christ, fuck those commercials.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
God.
But listen.
God, Derek, commercials are shit.
Derek, I'm a man who gets excited about food. I've never been that excited about a pot pie. Like, ever.
I like pot pie. He keeps saying it, and he's yelling at people in his office. Like, if I worked with him, I'd smash him over the head with the keyboard.
No, I'd smash him over the head with his pot pie.
Right.
Here, enjoy that, asshole.
Anyway, hey, Derek, Jonathan Martin is traded to the 49ers.
Yeah,
I just
saw
that.
He'll be with his old coach. Maybe he'll take care of him.
Who, Harbaugh?
Yeah, he played at Stanford for Harbaugh, I believe.
Yeah, you know, now that everybody else fucking hates Harbaugh, maybe Jonathan Martin will like him.
Exactly.
I hate Jim Harbaugh.
Well,
what a punk.
He's a bitch.
Jenkins just came with the Eagles.
Yes, he did.
Jenkins just came with the Eagles.
Yeah, the guy from the Saints. Safety from the Saints, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Hey, have the Green Bay Packers decided to sign any defensive players yet? You know, they need, like,
no,
at least 22
of them. They should. That's their worst problem. I don't want to see them sign anybody on the offensive side of the ball. Just get somebody who can tackle.
No, they're losing their offense. We're going to take their center tomorrow.
I think that Green Bay could get by just by having Aaron Rodgers play both sides of the ball. What do you think?
He might as well. Yeah,
until he breaks his collarbone.
I can't see Aaron Rodgers being any worse at pass coverage than their current secondary. So...
At least he'd bring a little bit of a swag out there, you know what I mean?
He would.
Bring the two.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to wrap up, right?
I think that sounds great.
Maybe we'll actually get to the chorus of Fat Girl this time.
Play it out.
All right.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week to the In the Room, proudly part of the VOC Nation Radio Network, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com. Go to vocnation.com. Check out all the shows. We're constantly expanding the lineup. Lots of great stuff going on. We'll see you guys next week. Oh, we got a special guest, but I'm not going to say who. Tune in next week to find out. Take care. I know you're hungry. I can see it in your eyes.